Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of GSU E&I Radio, and we're broadcasting live from Demo Day 2021. It's a rainy day, but people's spirits are very high because it's an exciting time for these entrepreneurs. Today, we're going to be talking with Shyla Nieves-Burney with Zane Venture Fund. She is one of the judges. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, what attracted you to become a judge to this event?
So I met the organizers last year. I'm part of Zane Access University, which is our programming arm, and really wanted to tap into the entrepreneurial system here from the university perspective. And so met the organizers last year, and I participated on a sort of a mentor day and really got connected with Georgia State at that time and stayed in connection with them, and then was invited this year. It's important for me because I want to be because we invest in entrepreneurs specifically here in the Southeast, it's important for me to see the talent that's here. Mm-hmm. And so I am here to see all of the new companies that are rolling out of the universities who could be potential investments for my fund.
So now, what's your role at Zane?
So I am the founder and managing partner of Zane Venture Fund and then Zane Access, which is our programming arm that also supports the diverse ecosystem of entrepreneurs.
So now, what was your background prior? What's your backstory to get involved in managing a fund?
Sure. So I spent 20 plus years investing in human capital through programs and services for large organizations and nonprofits, and decided to start my own company in 2018 and started out with my own business, and someone offered me the opportunity to help them source investors for their company, and I thought this was interesting. And at that time, I got to see up front what it looks like to go out and raise capital for your company. And so I decided, after seeing how hard it was for a lot of entrepreneurs, that I would pursue raising a fund to be able to support these entrepreneurs. And so that's how I got it, just because an entrepreneur was looking to scale and wanted someone to help him raise capital. I saw that there's plenty of capital in the market, but not enough flowing to the entrepreneurs who are a part of the community that I serve.
Now, what are some of the things that catch your eye as somebody who looks at entrepreneurs on a regular basis? Mm-hmm. What are some kind of red flags and some things that you're like, okay, this might have a chance?
So I'll start with the positive first. I'm looking for passionate folks who found a problem and they feel like they're uniquely qualified to solve that problem. So, you know, they may have worked for a large organization, saw a pain point in that market and decided they were going to start a company to sort solve that problem. And so I love the problem solvers. Red flags for me are people who, you know, are putting, I guess, the cart before the horse, right? They have an idea. They've not fully fleshed that idea out yet, but they're looking for someone to back them. And so we want folks who have really thought about what they're going to be creating. You know, there's a market for that particular opportunity, and that they feel they are uniquely qualified to solve it. So we like folks who've done the research and they have the data to sort of back them. And when we don't see that, that's sort of a red flag for us.
Now, do they have to have revenue, or do they have to have a minimum viable product? Like, what stage do they have to be at where you're like, okay, this is worth continuing the conversation?
Sure. So we are looking at very early stage companies, and we, you know, expect them to be past ideation and should have an MVP. We're looking for companies that are exchanging data or dollars, meaning they have customers that they could be exchanging, you know, some sort of beta information to talk about how should they perfect their product, mm-hmm. That sort of thing. And so we're not looking for them to have significant revenue. We understand that they're very early stage companies, but we're definitely looking for them to have a large market and that, you know, they have that sort of entree into the market with customers and they're showing some sort of feedback between those customers.
So now, is the market size have to be something where, like, these companies have to turn into a unicorn, or you're okay with singles, doubles, and triples?
Well, as a venture capitalist, we are looking for companies that at least have a billion dollar valuation opportunity, right? And so we are looking for those, and they were looking for them to scale quickly. You know, if they're not a $1 billion opportunity, at least they're able to scale and capture that market quickly. Mm-hmm. That's just the nature of venture capital.
So now, is there a place for the entrepreneurs that don't have that kind of billion-dollar capability? Is there a place in the ecosystem where people do fund people that are just having doubles and triples?
Sure, there are. There are a lot of other funds who are now seeing, you know, they may not be venture funds, but they could be other folks, angel investors, or those who are back, you know, very early entrepreneurs. You know, there are other funds who are coming up and saying revenue is more important than the actual total market size, and so if you have significant revenue, we want to back you. And folks are starting to take a different look at venture capital as a whole, because we understand if folks can scale to $100 million, that's a successful company.
Right. I'm sure any of the people in this room would be,
absolutely,
they'd be doing cartwheels.
Absolutely. So we're not looking for the next unicorn. We're looking for, you know, big opportunities that we can back.
Now, how do you see this event in the other events that are around Atlanta?
So, of course, Georgia State University serves the sort of, you know, the I don't want to use the word urban, but sort of the center of the city entrepreneur. So these are a lot of students from different disparate backgrounds who, you know, who are creating something right out of the university and having the university sort of back them. And so I think that's a little bit different, because some folks create companies in universities and then they move on. They don't have the support of that university.
Now, is it something that, to me, this is an essential part of the ecosystem here, that this group has to be represented by somebody, and kudos to GSU for stepping up and being that somebody. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's a Main Street and not this niche, you know, high tech, to me, is, again, that's separating themselves from others, right, in the ecosystem. I think that's important. Are you seeing more organizations embrace kind of the everybody rather than just this narrow group?
Sure, and we do that ourselves. I mean, we have our programming, and some of the companies from Georgia State have actually come through our programs, and these were not, you know, tech companies. They may have had a tech component, but they were subscription services and had a big, you know, a big customer base. And so, yeah, there are folks out there definitely serving non-tech founders.
So what would you like to see in the winner of this cohort? Like, what are the must-haves for you?
Again, for me as a venture capitalist, I am looking for big markets. I'm looking for tech-enabled companies, that sort of stuff, and those who are solving a unique problem.
So when you're looking at this as a judge, you're looking at it through the lens of this would be good for Zane, or this is good for, you know, winning the Main Street?
I think good for winning the Main Street, right? I'm one of many investors, so there's someone else who may be ready to write a check today. So I'm looking for what is good for Main Street.
And then if an entrepreneur wants to get a hold of you at Zane, what is the best way to connect with you there to share their idea or where they're at in their business?
Sure. So you can go to Zane.VC. And if you're a founder, go to Zane.VC/founders and enter your information there.
Well, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you in a few at GSU ENI Demo Day 2021.